You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, live from the Right Side studios, local, state, national, even international. We cover down on all the issues here, man. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is that day, that day of days, Boomer, it's Friday. But let me jump into my monologue here, my topic for the day. I'm looking at some conversations that I've had. I'm looking at just interesting story that I've come across this morning. Let me just say it this way. I mean, just this morning, I met with an older gentleman, a 91-year-old Navy veteran, just the salt of the earth, man. He told me he doesn't really recognize our country in many ways, that he can't believe some of what's happening in our culture. He also said he really hopes he makes it two more years so he can vote for a different president. I told him I agreed, and I believe he'll make it to the next election just fine. I had a similar visit with another man yesterday who also happens to be 91. He recently lost his wife of 69 years. He was a former state senator himself, and we talked about past days with legislation that he was proud of. But he was also from a different era. He remembers politics being far less polarizing. And it got me to thinking. I would bet that every generation that has gone before us has felt like the next generation was just watering things down or missing the mark or making too many changes. Young whippersnappers, get off my grass! Well, okay, yeah. Except I'm 3.5 decades younger than those two men I just mentioned. But I agree with them. The amount of change, sometimes for just the sake of change, has been amazing lately. Certainly not all for the better. I agree with those two gentlemen. Just in my lifetime, examining the current state of affairs, I feel as if the last 2+ years have been one societal upheaval after another. And certainly as a conservative, my view and the view of many others, and a lot of you out there, is that the level and pace of change has not resulted in a large number of positives. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're hurting in some ways. And so I got myself to thinking. This morning I was thinking, is the American dream still alive? So what is that? What's the American dream, and is it still out there? Well, I'll kick that question off, but first I got to tell you a story. I ran across just this morning a story that tells me that the American dream is in fact still out there. Uncle Matteo's Pizza in Minot, South Dakota, believe it or not. A young guy named Sebastian Gutierrez, he was an employee at Uncle Matteo's Pizza in Minot, South Dakota, and he stood out among the other employees in a big way. The owner of Uncle Matteo's is a guy named Lawson Leonard. He says that after talking to his 6'6" employee, he learned that Sebastian Gutierrez was recruited to play ball at Minot State as an offensive lineman. You ever heard of Minot State? I haven't. It's a little bitty school. But he also discovered that Sebastian has a dream of playing in the NFL. And he was working towards a career in the NFL. In the meantime, he's just making pizza. He's like, you're my favorite pizza place, so might as well get a job here. So that's what happened. He says his manager, Denise, gave young Sebastian a job. He works for us for 2-3 days a week whenever he could when he's not training. So Gutierrez worked and trained and trained and worked, and he was waived by the Denver Broncos, but the NFL hopeful just signed with the New England Patriots. He said he and others at the restaurant are proud of Sebastian and his work ethic. The manager says, I think he's a great young man. I wish him the best. I think he'll do well. I think once they let him in the door, he'll never come out. I think he'll have a great career in the NFL. Just a guy living the American dream. Well, that's a cool story. But, you know, there's a liberal mantra out there right now that says that the American dream is gone. Liberals want to say that our nation is only for the privileged or the rich or certain racial demographics, that systemically our nation has somehow made it unrealistic for some to rise because all power is vested in a few, that somehow the ability to rise up and achieve success or to accumulate wealth or to be fulfilled has been stymied and therefore the few must pay their fair share so an equitable distribution may be made to those who don't have their own fair share. And they call this equity. But equity was never the root basis for the American dream. The actual phrase American Dream is said to have been coined by a historian named James Truslow Adams in the first half of the 20th century in his book, The Epic of America. Adams said, and here's a long quote, you ready? He said, quote, "The American dream, that dream of a land in which life should be better and richer and fuller for every man, with opportunity for each according to his ability or achievement. It is a difficult dream for the European upper classes to interpret adequately. And too many of us ourselves have grown weary and mistrustful of it. Adams went on to say, it's not a dream of motor cars and high wages merely, but a dream of social order in which each man and each woman shall be able to attain to the fullest stature of which they are innately capable and be recognized by others for what they are, regardless of the fortuitous circumstances of birth or position. It's a fancy way of saying the American dream is the ability to achieve regardless of who you are. Ronald Reagan once said, the American dream is not that every man must be level with every other man. The American dream is that every man must be free to become whatever God intends he should become. I've also seen the American dream defined as the belief that anyone, regardless of where they were born or what class they were born into, can attain their own version of success in a society in which upward mobility is possible for everyone. And we know there's been struggles with it. There have. Our country has had its growing pains. Struggles not to create equity, as liberals would try to persuade us, but rather struggles to remove the barriers that were put in place, barriers that prevented the American dream from being attainable. Martin Luther King, in his letter from a Birmingham jail, he didn't call for handouts. He made his plea to simply allow that men and women of any color could pursue life without inhibition. King said at one point in his letter from Birmingham jail, he said, we will win our freedom because the sacred heritage of our nation and the eternal will of God are embodied in our echoing demands. When those disinherited children of God sat down at lunch counters, they were in reality standing up for what is best in the American dream and for the most sacred values in our Judeo-Christian heritage, thereby bringing our nation back to those great wells of democracy which were dug deep by the founding fathers in their formulation of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I mean, do we have that now? I believe the answer is yes. Yes in all caps, a big fat yes. Is there work to do? Certainly. Every good crop starts with tending the ground and prepping the fields and keeping the conditions right for growth. The same is true of the American dream. If we're going to see the next generation have the ability to succeed and not just strive, but actually thrive, then we have to do all we can to dispel the notions that we must spend ourselves into oblivion giving so-called equitable shares to those who have been deemed somehow less capable. All you really have to do to maintain the American dream is just remove obstacles and let them run. You go ask Sebastian Gutierrez, because he ain't flipping pizza anymore. He's at the New England Patriots. That's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, I believe that. I believe that with all my heart. I mean, I feel like I'm almost like the personification of it myself. I mean, I believe that it does not matter who you are. It just matters that you're here and that the obstacles are getting out of your way so that you can just run. It's not a question of privilege or class or demographics of any kind. It's a question of, do you live in the nation that provides for more opportunity, more freedom? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. Doing a little Black Crowes there, Boomer. Get some good stuff, man. I dig the Black Crowes. When they came out with that first album, that major album, they had Shake Your Moneymaker. Mm-hmm. That was just one of the biggest albums of the 90s, in my opinion. It still rocks. It's crazy how that band just fell apart. Two brothers couldn't keep themselves together. But anyway, I am off on a lark right now. Let me reel me back in. All right, here we go. Hey, by the way, got some great text messages. I will acknowledge right up the front, off the bat, that Wayne from Rogersville has corrected my geography. I knew it was North Dakota, and I said South Dakota anyway. But nonetheless, he is correct, and he is, by the way, a native of North Dakota. Minot. That's a big Air Force base there. I think it's called Minot Air Force Base. But Minot, North Dakota, is where Gutierrez flips pizza. Did until he got picked up by the New England Patriots. So thank you, Wayne. Appreciate you being in the audience, man. We got TC from Priceville complimenting on the Right Side Wayne monologue today. This is inspirational. Look forward to all day to listening. Thank you, TC. Appreciate that more than you know. We got folks checking in. Paul from Athens says, it's a cacistocracy, so we're still on the word. That's from the word of the week.
Yeah, it's definitely the word of the week. Maybe longer than a week.
Maybe. You know what? We just may need to have maybe we do a segment once a week, the cacistocracy segment.
Ooh, the cacistocracy.
What sound effect would we use to kick that off? No, we can't. What have you got over there?
We can find any sound effect.
Well, I know we can, but do you have any already? Like, you got your magic buttons that it already pre-records on them.
Like, I mean, just the what you were mentioning earlier.
The bomb. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I think we may be onto something here. Yes. The cacistocracy segment may have to happen once a week. We have Adventures in Woke World that comes up periodically. We have, you know, of course, the Grand Council. We have
Hump Day.
We have the camel on, yes, Hump Day. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to figure something out for Friday. Hit me that bomb again.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Friday! Okay, so that's our sound effect now for Friday. All right. We're just playing now. Let's get back to the show. President Biden has two words for that monologue I just said. Built in America. That's Juan from Newmarket. Here you go. Built, it's two words, built in America. I just caught that. Okay, gotcha. That's three words, but anyway. All right, what a great audience. Hey, the text lines are open. You want to text in? I'll read them. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. The first section we're going to do today deals with what all of us can see. All of us. All God's children can go to the gas pump and tell there's been a shift. We are paying more than we were last week. And there was, you know, we had those epic levels over the summer that really got to be a strain on everybody, strained the economy in some ways. You know, it changes things. What happens at the pump drives what happens on the grocery shelves. It drives what happens in terms of virtually everything in our economy. This nation runs on fuel. And don't think that'll change, by the way, if they switch us all to electric, because they'll find a way to charge for that too, and that'll pass down to the consumer. It's not going to save us any money. But right now, in the environment in which we live, fuel costs are going up. And they're not just going up here. I mean, I've got a story here from the Epoch Times, dated yesterday. European Union agrees on capping Russian oil prices. In other words, the European Union is having to take steps on its own to agree to a package of sanctions against Russia, which includes capping the prices they'll pay for Russian oil. Meaning, Russia, we may buy some of your stuff, but you know what? You're not going to keep jacking the price up on us. We can't let our people. Well, good luck with that. That's a sanction. But what it basically means is Russia can say, all right, well, then no. You got another article here from the Financial Post, dated yesterday. Great Britain could face three-hour power cuts this winter, rolling blackouts, they call those. It says Britain could face three-hour planned power cuts to homes and businesses this winter if it cannot import electricity from Europe and struggles to attract enough gas imports to fuel gas-fired power plants, the National Grid warned on Thursday. Now, that's an official statement from their National Grid, but They go on in the article. I will say they go on in the article to say that they don't think they're going to get there, but they're just they're laying the groundwork for the people's expectations that it could happen. Well, that's international, but what we're seeing right here, in the U.S. is that gas has now gone up somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 60 cents in the last few weeks per gallon. It's not good. It's driving the economy in many ways. And it doesn't show any signs of letting up yet. In fact, it might get a little bit worse as we go forward. We don't think we're going to see what we saw over the summer, but we don't think we're going to be back to where we were pre-summer, certainly not pre-Biden anytime soon. And it's because of policies. Make no mistake, this is not about Russia. It's not about the war in Ukraine. It's not about those things might have factors. But all of what we're dealing with right now can go back to the White House that sets energy policy and is driving the train away from energy independence. And that is driving the price at the pump. I got some stuff here for you. We're going to break this thing down. Number one on the Triple Dipper, energy gaffes. All right? We're going to cover it. We're going to cover it well. Starting with Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham, thinking he knew what was going on, had him a tweet. Tweet backfired. Tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned.